With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. Biosecurity is of the utmost importance to the California ag industry for both plants and animals. Land-grant universities like UC Davis and others around the country are taking a proactive approach to ensuring disease prevention and protection for our industry. Colorado State University's Alan Rudolph shared more at a recent AgriPulse summit.
In 2018, we formed a land-grant coalition called CERES, Coalition for Epi Response and Engagement in Science. And this was really to look at commonalities across these land-grants and look at assets and constituents that could respond to outbreaks with resiliency and agility. We've had four meetings over the last 2 years and have been building momentum to look at opportunities to bring this resiliency and agility forward.
Rudolph says land grants are uniquely suited for this type of initiative since they house federal laboratories for agencies like the USDA and the USGS.
This coalition is very active. UC Davis, Colorado State, Texas A&M, Nebraska, Kansas State, and Iowa State universities currently, and we're looking to add other partners at the moment in other areas like wildlife.
Rudolph hopes the land grants can house a coalition of a variety of public and private stakeholders to help ensure the biosecurity of our nation's agricultural industry. This is Tim Hammerich with California Ag Today. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.